Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. With the RBI's Monetary Policy Committee beginning its latest round of meetings today, India's largest lender has urged caution on policy rates. In an interview with Hamsini Karthik, State Bank of India Chairman C.S. Shetty says a pause in policy rates would be the right course of action for now, even as he expects the possibility of policy rate hikes later in the year if inflationary pressures persist. Shetty also warns that industry credit growth could come under pressure if borrowing costs rise further, and adds that SBI is in no hurry to divest its residual stake in Yes Bank. One of the world's most powerful AI models will be made available in India. Vikas SN reports that Anthropic will give select organizations in the country access to Mythos, its most advanced AI model that is designed to identify software vulnerabilities as part of a global effort to strengthen cyber defenses for critical infrastructure. Anthropic said it is allowing 150 additional organizations across 15 countries access to Mythos, taking the total number of participating companies to about 200. Quick commerce startup Zepto is on track to cross the $1 billion net order value mark this quarter as it prepares for an IPO launch in the second half of July. Swaraj Singh Dhanjal reports that Zepto will soon file its updated IPO documents with SEBI, which approved the company's IPO in early May. India's manufacturing sector continues to show some encouraging signs despite the West Asia crisis and tariff-related disruptions. Tyre exports reached a record high of 27,312 crore rupees in FY26, but higher US tariffs reduced the country's share in the export basket, reports Swaraj Bhagamvakar. Still, the US remained the largest market for Indian tyre exports, accounting for 15% of total shipments by value. The United Arab Emirates beat Saudi Arabia to emerge as the second largest crude supplier to India in May, reports Arunima Bharadwaj. Russia remains India's biggest oil supplier. The oil from the UAE was routed through Fujairah and Saudi Arabian oil through Yanbu pipelines, which bypass Hormuz and have emerged as the critical routes for global energy imports. On the markets, foreign institutional investors have sold shares in India's secondary markets at a pace of over 400 crore rupees every trading hour across 96 trading sessions so far in 2026. Ravindra Sonavane writes that this is more than double the 161 crore rupees per hour worth of sales recorded across 241 sessions during the entire 2025 calendar year. With the lack of big AI stocks in India a big factor in the FII sell-off, also read N. Mahalakshmi's take on why AI is splitting Dalal Street down the middle. And with investor excitement around AI growing as OpenAI, Anthropic and SpaceX move closer to public listings, check out Navneet Dubey's Ready Reckoner on how Indian investors invest in Wall Street IPOs. Meanwhile, Indian AI startup funding fell by over 10% in January to May 2026. 113 AI startups deals raising $725 million compared to the same period last year, $809 million secured through 96 AI startup deals, writes Aryaman Gupta. A growing number of companies are choosing to file their IPO papers confidentially. Zoya Springwala reports that issuers are increasingly opting for SEBI's confidential filing route, lured by greater flexibility around timing and valuation discussions. 39 companies used the route between June 2025 and May 2026. Companies that file confidentially get an additional 6 months to launch their IPO. The central government wants officials to use AI to draft, review, and validate procurement documents. Ahiksua reports that the National E-Governance Division under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has invited bids to build an AI-powered platform that will draft procurement documents and identify compliance gaps, among other things. Soaring airfares are fueling a bus travel boom in India's tech capital. Mariam Faruqi writes that Bengaluru is emerging as one of the biggest beneficiaries of India's intercity bus travel boom, with Gen Z and women travellers choosing buses over trains and flights.
and finally, with Indian troops still deployed in forward engagements across the line of actual control with China, check out a book extract on our website from former Foreign Secretary Vijay Gokhale's book on China's wars and the wellsprings of Beijing's strategic thinking. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.